Hi, Bianca. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm great, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm sorry, is it Bianca or Blanca?
It's Blanca with an L.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, I was looking at the text and the I, I wasn't
Yeah,
sure if
no
it was an I or
worries.
an L.
It happens often. Everybody fights the L. I think Bianca is the more common form of my name.
Well, it's nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We made it to Friday, right?
I know. I am so excited. I get the weekend to relax, so that's always great news. Now, I understand you have a few questions for me about the program and, of course, pricing as well. Well, first, let me ask, what type of questions do you have?
Not only pricing, but I was also wondering, because we currently already run ads through Google Ads, would you guys take over that? Like, would you guys be running the ads? Meaning, like, will you guys be checking the analytics and, stuff like that? Or am I still, let's say we do decide to go with you guys, are we still in charge of that, and then you guys somehow just buy space per se on the page for our company? I'm not sure how the services work.
Yeah, so let me first ask, how are you liking the Google Ads?
Better now. I've been doing it for let me see, a year now. The beginning was really frustrating. I felt like I was trying to learn a new language. I'm tech savvy for, I think for most general things, but to be in charge of your own analytics and to kind of see what works and doesn't, but having it cost you is a humbling experience, to say the least. So, we also advertise through Yelp Business, and the same thing. Now I'm starting to get the hang of it. I want to say, honestly, the last 3 months have been a lot better. We're finally seeing results. I do dedicate now even sometimes 2 hours. I'm going to say realistically about 3 to 4 days out of the week. It's a part-time job, to tweak things, to interpret, analytics, to go on Yelp and kind of see, what works, what doesn't. It definitely is a part-time job in itself. So, I like it now, but it was definitely growing pains on both platforms. And at one point we actually stopped, because there is a time where we were spending about $500 a month, but we weren't getting any leads. And Eric was getting ridiculous phone calls about, things that had nothing to do with our business, like absolutely nothing. But then we were still getting charged for those things.
Of
So
course.
it was discouraging. Yeah, it was discouraging. We stopped for a couple months, and we tried doing the old school way, throwing out flyers, stuff like that, but it's just not, it doesn't work as well as it used to, so we went back, and it's better now, but it's taken some time. So it's strange. I had actually told my husband that I wasn't sure if we were really getting any traffic through Yelp, to be honest, but anytime we do have a new client, they say they found us on Google. But then, of course, Yelp takes credit for all the leads. But Google takes credit for all the leads as well. So I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not quite sure.
Well,
But
pretty much Google,
I, yeah, go ahead.
Yelp has to pay Google to be at the top of the search engine. So the leads technically go through Google because people have to click on Yelp and then get to you, type of deal. But Yelp is more of a directory. I don't know about you, but I only use Yelp for restaurants. I've never actually
You
used
know,
Yelp for services.
for business, like, yeah, how funny. This is what exactly what Eric was saying. But I told him, you know what, because I have felt the pain of a small business, like the other day I was actually looking for a place that gave pedicures, but like I think they're called like medical pedicures. So like, you know, my husband's in his work boots all day. Like I like, he doesn't need a spa. He needs somebody that's going to like really get in there. Like, you know, something different. Mm-hmm. So I actually went on Yelp and I was trying to look for that. Or like the other day I was also interested in a lymphatic drainage massage. So I went on Yelp. So, but I feel like because I know what it is to be listed on Yelp. I mean, we update our pictures. We, you know, I'm active on Yelp for Business. I guess that's why I'm partial to like, okay, well, if I'm looking for business, and I actually, we live in Riverside County in Norco. I 100% would rather go to somebody local, even if they charge a little bit more, again, because we are a small business. So we, we understand how important it is. And this is our kind of way of giving back as well to our own community here in Norco. But it's different. I do have a different perspective on that, which is ironic because when I'm looking for something new, I don't go to Google. I go to Yelp. But I think that's the thing. I don't know. I'm that one odd, the one outsider that does that. I feel that's not the norm. I know Eric doesn't like to do.
Yeah, I think it's because of your experience with Yelp. That's probably why you use it.
Yeah, that makes sense. But yes, I don't think that's the norm. And again, any time that Eric does remember to ask a new client where they found us, because I've been telling him, like, I don't know, it's been a while that I've been telling Eric, like, I think we should just drop Google Business. You know, we budget... I try to keep it under $200 a month. Sometimes, I mean, the most we've ever paid was $450. That was a big budget for us for just one service because we still have Google. I just don't know which one is actually working, but my inclination is to use Google. And, you know, obviously we wouldn't unlist our Yelp, but we would just leave it organically. And, you know, if they find us through Yelp, they find us through Yelp. We'll still keep updating pictures and stuff. But my intention has been for about 2 months now, actually, to get rid of Yelp Business. I just haven't been able to get, you know, Eric on board without an agency, the one that has the final say on it. So.
Okay. Okay. So there's a couple different options, for you.
Okay.
So the first option that I would recommend, I mean, I always recommend this one. First of all, I don't really like Google ads. I'll sell them to you if you want them, but I don't like to because they're not, there's a better program out there. I don't know if you've heard of Google Guarantee.
No.
Yes, so Google Guarantee, it gets you up there as well, but basically Google is guaranteeing your work up to $2,000. You do have to pass a background check, so your background check has to be clean. Is that something that you guys would have a problem with?
Background check in regards to, like, really being a business?
Background check as having a clean background, because you would go through a full-on background check.
Like criminal?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I mean, in all transparency, my husband does have a felony charge from, like, well, now more than 15 years ago. I don't know how far back that goes.
Okay. Yeah, that actually would disqualify him from the Google Guarantee. That's good to know. Yeah, that's good to know. So Google Guarantee would be out of the question then. What then I would recommend on the other side would be the local map section, which is one of the best packages that we have. It's the Platinum package. Now, what that entails is the first thing is going to be your first page placement on Google right there where the local map section is. So when somebody searches for your business using one of your keywords, which is one of the services that you offer, that's when the business is going to pop up on the first page, where that local map section is. Now, this is also going to include coverage on Yahoo as well as Bing, the 60 plus directories, which Yelp is one of them, but you already have your Yelp account, so that's good. Now, we also do voice recognition with Amazon Alexa and Siri. And then the other thing that we do that works really well, I do like pushing for these, are Facebook ads. Do you guys have a Facebook account by any chance?
You know what? I don't manage it. I want to say that a while back, Eric did put together an Instagram, but I don't think he has a Facebook account for the business, which, I mean, he totally should, because but no, I want to say he doesn't.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming you guys would not be opposed to opening up a business account, correct?
No, definitely not. I mean, you know, I already managed the Yelp one. I definitely wouldn't be opposed to spending a little bit more time in managing the Facebook one. It's not a problem.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Because Facebook ads, they're a lot cheaper than Google ads, and they work really well. So it's direct target marketing. So, for example, if you go on Google, actually, I'm sure you've already experienced this, where you look for something on the web, and then, you know, a little bit later, you go on a completely different website, and then there's an ad for that product or that service. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what we do on the Facebook side. So someone searching for your services, they later go on Facebook, an ad is going to pop up. And you can target locations, income levels, as well as age groups. And since we are partnered with Meta as well, we do get the ads cheaper than people would normally get them. So everything that I just went over is pretty much going to be included in the package. There is it's a flat fee as well. So we don't charge you per click, per job, per call, nothing along those lines. It's all included in the flat monthly rate. And since this week it was Google's 25th birthday, we are waiving setup fees for this week. And you're looking at the flat rate just of $249 a month.
$249? Sorry, my toddler.
I know, I was going to say I hear him in the background. I have little ones myself. So.
You know. I had him realize that when I'm on YouTube, I can skip the commercials. So now when he sees a commercial, he loses it. I'm just like, oh, I've created a monster.
How old is he or she?
He's 18 months.
Gosh.
Yeah. He's smart, super curious, which is great, but sometimes when I need him to just to give me a little moment, you know, he does have to tell there's commercials. I have ruined him for real life experience.
That
Eric
is too
always like,
funny.
Oh, that there's commercials in real life. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I've ruined him. He doesn't care about what I have to say.
Oh, that is too funny. That's too funny. It's cute as well. It's cute right now.
Definitely.
Right now.
Yep, it's a mommy mistake right there, where she's like, Merkel, I know you can make this go away. Maybe go away.
That's too funny.
Let me see. So it's $249. So that's actually, you know, because like I mentioned before, I try to keep both services, the Yelp business and the Google, at $200. You know, I mean, I could definitely stretch something for advertising to $500 a month, but that's really pushing it. Since, you know, we're a small business, it's important for us to try to find that sweet spot where, you know, obviously we spend money on this so that we can make money. But I mean, the beginning of us doing was it Yelp was just horrifying. It was awful, and on both actually, it was really hard to find somebody, like when we were trying to set up the Google ads. you know, we couldn't get like a text that we understood. And I hope that as anything other than really just a language barrier. Like, I do not care where you live, what, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know what you're doing because you're, you know, hired by, you know, either a authorized affiliation or Google itself, but it was just hard to find anybody that could, you know, talk us through it. It's crazy.
And, you know, if you do like your Google ads and you want to continue on the Google ad side, we can take over your campaign. We do have the analytics of what searched the most in your area. Those are conversations that we would have with you on how you want your campaign to work with Google. Now, the minimum spending amount on Google ads that we have is $300 per month. And that would be... so if you want to do like the local map section, no Facebook ads, but everything that I went over other than Facebook and Google ads, you'd be looking at $449 a month. That would be the lowest that I could put that package. And as I did mention, you know, the setup fees this week, they are waived. So normally the setup fee is $99. So that's the setup fee that we're waiving for you.
Yeah. Okay. You know, again, we're not that far off from what we are looking at right now, because I spend about, you know, it varies, you know, because of the clicks and whatnot, and I'm still not even sure what's going on there, but I try to manipulate it where, you know, they're going to charge us $1,000 a freaking month, you know. I feel like I would definitely be interested in the platinum one, the one that we spoke earlier about. Is there a way, because regardless, I do have to talk to Eric, but you know, he's the one that kind of does the final decision on stuff. Is there a way to get some of this information in writing, so that, I mean, I'm writing down notes, but to let him know what's going on, or would it be better to maybe set up a time where we're both on the phone with you? But I'm really excited about the whole local maps package. I think that that's something that he'd be interested in. And I think at that point I would tell him, like, we're going to give up the Yelp business. We'll keep it organic and keep, you know, obviously everything on there. But I kind of feel like that's the one that is getting us less results. The times that he has remembered to ask clients, they through Google, but then you explain that Yelp goes through Google anyway, so I don't even know. You know, it could be Yelp.
It's because it's a directory, so unless people immediately type in Yelp, you know, and get directed over to them, so it's just the directory. That's the, with us, we would be putting you right in front of those clients, so they don't have to go through like the middleman, you know. Okay, so let me ask you, because since the $99 waived setup fee, it's the last day that it's going to be today, what do you think would be the best option? Emailing you out and emailing it out and then calling you back, I don't know if you're going to be with him today and I can call you, both of you today. What do you think is best?
I think an email would be best to start off. He's a visual learner, so I know that he likes to look at things. And because we've had kind of bad experiences with other services before, I like to think that he's like, okay, well, I want it in black and white. Like, I want to see how the process is going to go. We can definitely do a three-way. He drives a lot, so I can send him the email, have him look it over. What's probably going to happen is he's going to call me and be like, what do you think? And then I'm going to tell him, like, I think we should do it. And I think we should drop Yelp because we're almost spending the same amount with Yelp anyway. And I think that we more than likely would be able to just get it all figured out today. And I'll let him know, like, hey, they're waiving the setup fee. It is $100, but today's the last day. And again, there was a couple days ago where he mentioned something to me about like the map thing on Google, and I was looking at him like, babe, I don't know. I have to like
you're like, I don't want to deal with this again.
I'm I'm like, I told him the other day too, like, you know, people go to school for this. He's like, what do you mean to be on Yelp?
Yeah.
Like, it's called marketing, sir. It's called marketing. People go to school for this.
Yeah.
Sociology, sir. This is like learning a new language. I had to, watch all these YouTube videos and try all these things. And it sucks when you try something and it doesn't work, but it costs you money, especially when you're a small business. It really does matter, mm-hmm. But the other day he actually did a job down the street from us through his employer. And he asked the guy, like, where'd you find ERJ? And he's like, oh, I just Googled it. And so when he came home,
yeah.
He's like, 10 minutes from here, we're closer, because they're in Corona, but he did the job in Norfolk. Mm-hmm. He's like, we're closer, how come we didn't pull up? I was like, I wish I had answers for you, sir. I don't know. I try to do the best that I can, fine. But this is what I'm saying. I really do think that he would be interested in that aspect of popping up when somebody locally searches for the services that he offers. But I do think that him seeing it and reading it, it's going to be the first step for him to be like, okay, yeah, I feel like this is going to be something that's going to benefit the company.
Yes, absolutely. And I also want to go over the timeline also so we are completely clear on the timeline. So from when you start, it's about 1 to 3 days. That's going to be to get your onboarding call. The onboarding team is the ones that do the research of your area, of what your keywords are searched the most, the analytics, all of that stuff. They go into detail about what keywords you want to use, what features you can use in your account, blah, blah, blah. Then you're looking at about 5 to 7 days. You're going to receive a dashboard. This dashboard tracks everything. It's going to show you how many people have clicked for your business, how many people have called you, where these people have been searching for you as well. And if you want to change keywords, you can do everything on the app. Then it's going to take about 7 to 14 days. That's going to be to get those Facebook ads up and running. And to get your business on the first page of Google, it's going to take approximately 30 to 45 days. We do have to follow a process with Google, but that's approximately the timeline. I have seen it done sooner, but we do like to under-promise and over-deliver. So that's about how long everything's going to take as well. Okay. Now,
I have... transparent with that, because I definitely overpromising happened with both Google and Yelp. And
exactly. We don't want to do that. That's why we like to make everything clear. We don't like any type of issues. And also another thing for you to keep in mind. So before we charge your card, we do a voice verification. So it outlines the terms of the agreement on a recorded line. And then after we charge your card, we send you everything in writing, which is what we went over. It is a month-to-month service. There's no contracts. I know that it's happened to me many times. I start with something, and I thought it was month-to-month because that's what they told me, and it turns out it was a contract, and I get mad. That's why we do everything in writing. So we, there's no type of confusion. It's month to month. You can cancel anytime. Your pricing, everything is going to be outlined on the service agreement. And that's all going to happen over the phone while we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So what is your email address?
It is 84 and then period. And then my first name, Blanca, BLANCA @gmail.com.
Okay. All right, and I'm sending that over to you right now. When should I follow back up with you, or what would be the best next step?
Let me just send him a quick text, and that way he knows what's happening. But I'm thinking probably 10, 11, 12. I'm thinking after lunch. Let's just say that we come to a conclusion earlier, or he's like, you know what, just deal with it. I be on the call. Is an email a better way to contact you?
You can contact me through email. My contact info is also on the email. I'm sending you a text message with our office line, and it also has my direct extension. Just so you know a little bit about how my schedule is today. So I'm going to leave for lunch, between 11:15 and 12:15. Okay. But I do need to leave at 12:45. My dog, he's having some health issues, so I needed to make a last minute vet appointment for him.
Okay.
So I will be out of the office between like 12:45. I don't know how long it's going to take. I would assume no longer than 2 hours, but you never know. But,
yeah.
I am expected to be back maybe like at 2:30. So if, you can contact me through email or text me before or anything, or send me a text message. You can also respond to the text message and let me know that you're ready. And then as soon as I'm available, I can call you and start everything for you.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great.
All right. Well, I sent all of that information over to you. I'll be waiting for you to get back to me. And if I don't hear back from you before I leave for my day, which it'll be around 3:30, 4 o'clock, I'll shoot you a call and see where you guys are at, okay?
Okay, perfect. And I do see the email here, so great. So I will go ahead and send this over to Eric as well so that he can see. And we'll definitely keep in touch today.
All right, sounds perfect. I'll speak with you soon.
Okay, thank you, Laura.
All right, thanks. Bye.